We'll read from God's word now, Matthew chapter 11 and verse 21. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented look sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, which art exalted to heaven, shalt be brought down to hell. Works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Amen. May the Lord add his own divine blessing word tonight for Christ's sake. We'll pray together for a wee minute just before we think about these verses. Our hearts through the word. We thank thee for the comfort and the encouragement of Joe's testimony. We're glad that God, Lord, pronounce and Lord, may some dear soul tonight come to the Saviour and find Christ and find this wonderful salvation and joy that Joe's been speaking about. Lord, come and do our souls good tonight. We pray in Christ. Amen. Amen. Just in this wee section of Scripture that we have read together, the Lord is rebuking people. Villages called Chorazin, Bethlehem. The Lord is rebuking them because they had the great privilege of hearing the gospel, privilege of work, and but having heard the word and seen the evidence that Christ is the Son of God and the Saviour of the world sent from the Father, they remained unconvinced and they remained unmoved. They chose to neglect what he was saying and what he was doing. They decided to reject the Lord Jesus Christ. They spurned the opportunities given to them in the gospel. And the Saviour is saying to them, how foolish. Because the torment that you're going to experience in hell because of your rejection of me is going to be worse than what the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah will go through. You see, it says in verses 23 and 24, and thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shalt be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. The Saviour is saying to them, you heard the word. You had your opportunities. You rejected me. And eternity is going to be a dreadful eternity for you. Dreadful because of what you've done. Friends, these words apply to us today. They apply in particular to people who would sit in gospel meetings like this, who would hear the word of God, who would hear that Christ can save and Christ can deliver from sin, who would hear all of these things and then say, no, I don't want that. I'm not going to accept that. I will not become a Christian. And if you do that, hell will be intolerable for you. Because in a lost eternity, you will be punished for your sins. But you will remember every meeting you sat in. And you will remember that God gave you an opportunity to get saved and you didn't take it. Dear friend, if you leave this meeting and never get saved, you'll remember Joe Peden's testimony. You'll remember this sermon. And you'll remember that God in mercy gave you a chance to get saved and you didn't take it. And that's what will make hell worse for you than it is for the person who never heard the word. So you need to pay attention to the gospel tonight. I really pray that you will. I pray that you'll realize that God is merciful tonight in letting you hear these warnings and hear these words. I want to bring you quickly to our text of Scripture for this evening. I've warned you that you must listen and pay attention to the Lord and obey Him. Now let's see what He says. What is His command? What is His exhortation? Verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Three simple things about that wee line of Scripture. First of all, we see the personal invitation. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. There is the personal invitation. Who is Christ speaking to? When He gives this personal invitation, "All ye that labour and are heavy laden." Now, some of the commentators say that He was probably primarily referring to the Jews of His day who groaned under the weight of the ceremonial laws and traditions of the elders. In other words, the religious leaders of the day had heaped upon them so many do's and don'ts. Do this and don't do that, and do the other but don't do that. And there were so many rules and regulations that these people were burdened and almost broken, thinking, is that what I have to do to get to heaven? Do I have to avoid that one and try the other one and not do something else? And they were just broken with all of these regulations. They were saying that Christ was speaking to them, saying, you're trying to find salvation in a whole list of do's and don'ts in a man-made system. Well, that's not going to work. Salvation's not by works. And the Lord is saying to people, come to me. I'll save you. The works won't save. The church won't save. The do's and the don'ts won't save. But here's the invitation. Come to me. I'll do it. Other commentators say that these words were spoken and addressed to the poor, lost, ruined sinners of Christ's day. Those who were conscious of their sin. Those who knew the danger they were in. Those who knew they were going to hell. The invitation is to me. All ye that labour under a heavy laden. Have you ever come to Christ? Well, that's what you have to do if you want to get to heaven. You know, you because of your sin. Because you're Christ. You know, in this day and age in which we live, there are those who say, oh, I've come to the Lord, and they then say, I don't know why. People who talk like that haven't really got saved. No, they have not. The reason you come is because you're sinful. See, Christianity, Christ Jesus coming into the world, loving us, dying for us on the cross, rising again, it makes no sense unless we're sinners. He came to deliver sinners from their sin and from the wrath of God. That's what Christianity is all about. Salvation from sin. And this invitation is given to sinners. Come to me, all you sinners, come to me. And if you feel your sin tonight, that's a good thing. You thank the Lord that you feel conscious of your sin. It's the first step on the road to Christ, Calvary, and cleansing in the blood of the Lamb. If you're aware of your sin and you hear Christ speaking with this wonderful invitation, come unto me, I exhort you, come to him. Come tonight. Just come to Christ. What a contrast with all the false religions and the cults and the apostate teaching of today, because they all say, do this, that, and the other, and you'll get to heaven. That's what they all teach. You listen to them. That's the one thing that runs through all the false religion and all the cults. They say, you just come to us and we look after you. You'll be all right. Do what we say. Carry out our wee rules and our regulations. And many of them actually say, well, when you come to us and you carry out the rules and regulations, let's hope you'll get to heaven. Now, we can't guarantee anything. But let's hope, if you're efficient and you're faithful in following our system, you'll be all right. Dear friends, that's false. Is it any wonder, though, people are so devoted to it? When they're told salvation is by works and by what we offer, it's not. It's not. It's through Christ. Come unto me. Please, would you remember that? That's an invitation given to you by the Almighty Son of God. He says to you tonight, come to me. I invite you to come. You know, friends, when a mummy stands with outstretched arms and says to a wee toddler, come, the wee toddler knows exactly what that means. The little one knows when mum stands there saying, come to me, or granny, or granda, because you all like to do this with the wee toddlers. When you stand like that, the wee one knows that means, I have to go there, and when I do, I'll get lifted up and get a cuddle. When someone says, come to a wee one, even the wee one understands that fully. They know what it means. And they'll make every effort to walk to the mum or the granny or the granda. And the only thing that'll stop them will be some distraction. Like a wee ball, they might decide I'll go and play with that instead. But if there are no distractions, they'll come. You know, the Saviour invites you, sinner, to come. And he holds out his lovely nail-pierced hands to you. And if you come to him, he'll lift you up out of your sin, he'll draw you close to himself, and he'll hold you there forever. All you have to do is come. But maybe there's something distracting you tonight. You've listened to the testimony, and you've listened to the words of the hymns, and you're listening to this sermon. It says, come to the Saviour. But there's something distracting you. Maybe it's a smoke. You know, it's sad. Some people would go to hell for an embassy regal. Isn't that awful? The letters hold them back. Maybe it's a drink. Maybe it's some can. Could I don't know. Could be the old Budweiser, the old beers of this world. I don't know. Something holding you back. Saying, if I become a Christian, got to give it all up. Could be your friends. Could be something else you're doing. I don't know. But I say this to you, when the Saviour in love and mercy says to you, come to me, don't you refuse the Son of God for some worldly pleasure. Don't. This personal invitation is to everyone. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. It's for everyone. From the brain surgeon in the Royal Victoria to the wee man sitting in a mud hut in Africa, the gospel is the same message. It's the exact same. It doesn't differ. No difference in the basis of creed or colour, possessions or position. All who feel the load of sin are to come to Christ. Come to him. Every age group, every social class, every ethnic group. There's one gospel message, and it's the message we preach from this book. Come unto me, says Christ. There's the invitation. Can I move on quickly to the promise in the invitation? It's a personal one, but
There's a promise in this invitation. Look at it. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give. And I'm just going to stop there. And I will give. I think those are beautiful words. And I will give. They're not big words. They're not hard to understand. The simplest person in this meeting, we all know what that means. And I will give. He's a giving God. He'll give you eternal life. And when he promises it, he'll keep his promise. You know, life is filled with disappointments and broken promises. Very often people are cast down at something that has happened. They looked forward to something with certainty. It didn't take place. They were hoping if it happened, but it didn't happen, and they were cast down. Even children know what it's like when a promise is made and a promise is broken. They're upset. I thought so-and-so was going to do that, but then they didn't do it. It annoys them. It annoys us all. We feel hurt and let down. But here's a promise of Christ that has been subject of the test of time. And never once was it broken. I think that's wonderful. Come unto me and I will give. Christ made the promise. Christ keeps the promise. He's been keeping it down through the centuries. For every person who accepted him. If you come to me, there's so much I'm going to give you. He's a giving God. A giving God. You know, all the false religions and false gods are about taking. What they can take off you. Usually it's your money. Or something else. But the gospel is about what Christ can give. What does he give? Listen to this wee verse. Luke 12 and 32, fear not, little flock, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He'll give you heaven. You can't earn heaven. You can't merit heaven. But Christ can give it to you. He can give it to you. He's the only one who can. And then what about John 14 and 16? And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. He'll give you help. As well as heaven, he'll give you help. When you get saved, if you get saved tonight, he'll give you the Holy Spirit who will help you. Maybe the old devil saying, you get saved tonight. Ah, that's all well and good going to heaven, but who's going to help you? Who's going to help you tomorrow morning when you have to tell your mates at work? Who's going to help you whenever you have to tell some of the ones in the family you're a Christian now? Who's going to help you whenever you have to stop doing certain things that are dodgy and iffy? Who's going to make up the difference in the pay packet when you start living a straight life? Who's going to help you then when the devil puts all these obstacles in your way? The Lord will help you. God, the Holy Spirit, will guide you through it all. He's not going to save you and then say to you, get on with it. All the best to you. Now the Lord will put his loving arms round about you. And the Holy Spirit of God will guide you and comfort you and give you the very words to speak tomorrow to those friends. The very words to speak to the fellows in work. These are the things that the Lord gives. He'll give you heaven. He'll give you help. But listen to 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. He'll give you happiness. Give you peace in your heart. Maybe you're here tonight and because of sin you're not a happy person. Sin has ruined your life. It has turned it upside down and nothing has worked out. And you know it. The Lord can give you great happiness. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give. Give, give. I suppose we could say there are certain things he'll take from us. Take our sins away. Praise the Lord for that. Take away the consequence of sin. Take away the burden of sin. He'll take away the brokenness of sin. He'll take all that away. But that's no loss. That's a blessing. That is a blessing. There's the personal invitation. There's the promise in the invitation. And finally, the prospects in the invitation. Come unto me, all you that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Whenever a sinner is burdened with a sense of sin and unworthiness before the Lord, one of the most precious things you can give that individual is rest. That's something the Lord can give, rest. A rest and a peace in their heart. You know, friends, if you had all the money in the world, but no peace of mind and no peace of heart, it wouldn't profit you one bit. There are rich people, multi-millionaires in this world, who would give it all away for a moment of rest. They can't get that rest. They're trying to buy it. They're turning to drugs. They're turning to alcohol. They're turning to everything the world has to offer. And many of them are dying over drug abuse and suicides. They can't find rest. And all the millions and the Hollywood lifestyle and all the rest of it just can't give it to them. It never will. Won't. But here the Lord says, I'll give you rest. You know, rest is a healing for a wounded heart and it's comfort for a troubled mind. It's relief for a haunted soul. Rest is the calm after the storm. It's the laughter after the tears. It's God's gift to a sinful, weary world. Dear sinner, it's God's gift to you tonight if you'll take it. No government can give it to you. No engineer can construct it. God can give it. Isn't that wonderful? Maybe you wondered, what am I going to hear when I go to Drumore tonight? Well, this is the message. If you come to Christ with all of your sin, He'll forgive you. He'll take all the sin away. And He'll give you rest. He'll give you rest. Wouldn't you be foolish not to take it? Wouldn't you be foolish to say, no, I don't want Christ. I do not want to be a Christian. Because if you say that, you're saying, I don't want this rest that He gives. Dear friend, you could have many sorrows before the next time He calls. That's why you should come to Him tonight and experience the rest that Christ gives. Come unto Him. With all the burden of sin, He'll take it all away. He'll save you and forgive you and bestow rest upon your soul, now and forever. Amen.